Hey, it is Malcolm D. Smith, and you're listening to the True You Podcast. The other day, I had somebody say to me, how can you do something about the true you when your life isn't perfect? And that kind of made me laugh, because the true you is not about being perfect. We're not perfect. There's no such thing as perfect, or if you want to look at it, you're perfect exactly the way you are. Now, does that mean that there are things that you don't like or things that you can improve on? Absolutely. But it really left me thinking, what is it to be the true you? So today I was looking on Instagram and I saw something come up about a group called Sister Strings. And I had actually seen them, but I didn't realize I had seen them, which I think is interesting in hindsight. It's a group of It's two women, a cellist and a viola or a violinist, and they were featured on the American Music Awards playing with Joni Mitchell, and that's where I saw them, but I just didn't lock in until I went and checked them out online today. But what struck me about it was seeing two black women who were string players. Now you might think, yeah, what's the big deal? Well, the true you was born out of me and my journey accepting myself as a black man, because I am, if you don't know. But I grew up trying to hide that I was black because I didn't feel like I did the things that black people were quote-unquote supposed to do. So even though I played the cello in middle school and high school, I wasn't proud of that because black people don't play the cello, because I never saw anyone who played the cello that looked like me. And I grew up in Texas and I like country music, and black people didn't like country music because I didn't see any black people. There was Charlie Pride, but I didn't see him, and honestly, that was old school country, different than what I like. The bottom line was that I was looking outwardly to find out and get validation for what was going on with me inside, what internally spoke to me. So I was excited today to look at how far we've come, to see these two women who probably played in the school orchestra just like me, and they're way better than me. It's not about who's better than what, but they're just amazing musicians. I'm an amazing musician too, I'll own that. But how exciting is it for other kids to see people who look like them doing things that they may be interested in doing? You know, Darius Rucker's out there. People think I look like him sometimes. He was Hootie when I was growing up. There was no country, black country artists. There are now. There are several of them. So who are you? What's at the core of who you are? Where are you, quote unquote, different than you're supposed to be based on what society or the people around you say you should be? And are you okay with that? I say, be who you are. Challenge what the norm is. If people think you should be a certain way, then that's on them. If it's not important to you, let it go. Take on the things that are important to you. I've been going through a lot of different changes in life, and one of the things that really is screaming out is the people that you surround yourself with. So I think part of being the true you is surrounding yourself around people who are going to call you to be who you really are, who are going to call you to be your best self and not advocate for you to be your small self, who are not going to let you get away with something that they know isn't true to you. So find those people who are going to love you for all the things that you love, who are going to call you out on the crazy stuff you do, and may call you on the crazy stuff and say, that is crazy, but go for it, if that's what's true to you. The true you is going inside. The true you isn't being happy all the time. When I was younger, I thought life was about being happy. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely love being happy, and it makes life a lot easier. But sometimes life is hard. There are losses that we have. There are griefs that we have. On the last episode, I think I talked about a friend of my daughter's whose father killed himself, and this, you know, that's serious, to absolutely give up on your life. There are people in your life who will listen to you. There are people in the world crying out, frustrated, just forgetting who they are, being horrible with each other. I was driving today and there was a person who was waiting for a car to pass, and the car passed, but it passed slowly to the point that it stopped its car, and the other person turned but had to slam on their brakes and then was going to jump out of the car to wring the person's neck. And I thought, why is that okay? And why is it that our fuses are so short? We need to pause and look at what's going on in life, what's important. There are people in the world who are looking to you for answers. You may think, you don't know me, Malcolm, you don't know what's going on in my life. And you're right, I don't. Most of you, I don't know. But I know that there are people who are watching it. They may be young people, they may be old people. They may be people who you work with, who you have no idea that they look at your life and they think you are so put together. And you may not feel like you're put together, but you really are. So just be true to yourself. Be authentic, be real. If you're mad, be mad and express it. Something happened to me that made me so mad, and normally I just would not have said anything to the person who made me mad. But I did. I was true to myself, and I was like, that just did not work. We had a conversation, and things are better now. Before, I probably just cut him out of my life. Well, that doesn't do anything. It's not being true to me. To not be true to the feelings that I have where I'm angry with someone because it might hurt someone else's feelings. Look, life is full of emotions. Hurt feelings, happy feelings, excited feelings, angry feelings, feeling like you're the most important person in the room, feeling like you're better than anyone in the room. There's a variety of emotions. If you haven't seen those Disney films, Inside Out, they just had Inside Out 2. It's all about the complexity of who we are. And the best thing about that movie was talking about how it's not about just being happy all the time, or being sad all the time, or being indifferent. It's about all of it. Every single emotion and feeling and experience and struggle and goal and challenge and person in your life that's still there, and people who were in your lives who you didn't appreciate when they were in your life and now you miss them, but that ship has sailed and you can't be with them. It all makes up who you are. So when that person says, are you really being true to yourself? Because you're not living true to yourself. So how can you have a podcast and a book about being true to yourself? It's because I'm on a journey and you're on a journey. It's a journey to being the true you, whatever that is. So I invite you to push yourself, to struggle, to find the people who will guide you, who will be mentors. I invite you to be a mentor to somebody else, because when you are a mentor to somebody else, you become a better person. And I think as long as we are headed in that direction of becoming better, even if it's just a hair better than we were yesterday, the better person you are, the closer you are to whatever that goal is, but you're always being the true you. The true you is a journey, and you're on the journey. And I thank you for being on the journey and spending just a few minutes of your day listening to this podcast and all the others that are coming down the road. Have a beautiful day. Be great with people. And remember, be your true self. Have a great one. Bye-bye. The truth.